We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And now tonight's starters, a 6'11 forward from Glen Academy High School, number 5, Kwame Brown. A 6'5 forward from St. Louis, number 20, Larry Hughes. A 6'11 center from Duke, number 44, Christian Leitner. A 6-foot guard from Nebraska, number 10, Teron Liu.
From North Carolina, head guard, 6'6, Michael Jordan.
Today's date, 2003. Michael Jordan's final game happened here in Philadelphia.
Man, goosebumps.
Man, what a bad team.
Or as Bryce would say, that I got the chicken skin.
Yep. Yeah, well, only we can give that to him. Philadelphia media. Christian Leitner, Kwame Brown, Ty Lue, and Larry Hughes.
Poor Jordan.
No wonder they lost by 20.
Did they lose by 20 in that game?
Yeah, 107-87.
Oh, Jordan, man.
LeBron Jordan, would never.
Jordan scored 15. 15-4-4.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't a Kobe performance.
Yeah, no, it was not. Jordan was also, wasn't he like 42
he was
or 43?
40. No, was he was 40. 40. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, like Michael Jordan 40, look, so that's 2003. He was born in 63. Yeah, so you're right.
Yeah,
he was just turned 40.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Jordan, LeBron's going to look a lot different at 40 than Mike was at that point, but it also was a much different game back then. And
oh, yeah. I mean, at 40, he was still averaging 20.
Yep. Yeah, and it was amazing.
Yeah, like, so, I mean, he had to pick and choose his nights when he could put it together. He couldn't put it together back-to-back nights. He's at that age, and he's on the banquet tour, the celebration tour. He's getting the big – he was getting that everywhere he was going that year. And, man, it's the only – I got to see Mike play twice. I got to see him play in the All-Star game that was here in Philadelphia, the infamous – game where Kobe got booed after winning the MVP. I was there that night. Jordan was in that All-Star game. And then the next year is when was his final season. And it just so happened that his final game was here. And, man, I jumped on that early in the season to get tickets and got two tickets. And me and Renee were right there in the building. Right.
That's
had
so cool.
Good seats, too. I mean, had good seats. Not floor seats or anything like that, but down in the 100 close level, good seats. Got there early, watching him in warm-ups. It was like, man, it's watching Jordan play was like watching a fictional character, a superhero, a ghost come to life. Like, yeah. Like, man, that's Mike down there.
That's
Mike.
Jordan.
Yeah, that's Michael Jordan right there. So it was it was cool. It was cool. I was glad to say I got a chance to see him play. Wasn't in a Bulls uniform as the real MJ, but hell, I'll take that. I'll take Michael Jordan in a Wizards uniform.
Hell yeah. Absolutely.
Because he had retired, and I wouldn't have gotten a chance to watch him play when he retired in 98. That's the year unless he came back. So I was happy when he came back.
Once he came back and played and was in charge of a bad team.
Check this out. I was also at the game for, I don't know if it was Charles Barkley's final game. I think Barkley, you remember he got injured here.
He got Achilles.
Yeah, he either tore his Achilles or popped his ACL, but it happened here. And I remember I was in traffic trying to get into the First Union Center at that time. And by the time I got in there, he had already been injured because he got hurt early in the game.
Did he?
Yeah, he got hurt early in the game.
That'd be, what year was that? He played that long?
Yeah, I want to say it was like 98 or either 99, somewhere around there. He was with the Houston Rockets.
Right. No, he was still good. He was still averaging like averaging 12 rebounds a game, and he was still scoring in the double digits every night.
No, I'd never seen Charles play in person, and that was going to be the game that I got a chance to see him play.
I was lucky to see him play, and AI too, but Charles play early in his career too. Every year for Christmas, my aunt used to give me Sixers tickets because she got them through her work, so she would get the one pair a year, and she would give it to me. So whatever tickets she got, I knew I was going to at least one 76ers game every year. So I mean, I saw Dr. J play in person.
Wow.
I saw Doc and Barkley. I saw Dr. J play his last season, 1987. Mm. So by that time, he was, I guess, 37. And would he be 37,
somewhere
something like
there.
That? Yep. But like you said, he flashed it a couple times a game.
You're right.
He wasn't doing it all the time, but just for a second, you would see the Doc, and he knew he could do it occasionally.
Yep.
And it was very cool. So, that was 18 years ago tonight. Allen Iverson finished that game with 35 points.
Yeah.
East Snow actually had a good shooting night, 5 of 7 for 14.
I want to say Jordan missed a dunk or two in that game, too.
Did he?
I think so.
He's not Air Jordan?
No.
Jerry Stackhouse played, didn't play. I don't know if that was a did not play because he would have still had been good enough to actually play in the game.
Well, now reports out that he and Jordan didn't like each other, so.
Right.
Like it was Stackhouse's team, and I think Jordan coming back sort of.
It was no longer Stackhouse.
Yeah, it was no longer Stackhouse's team.
Charles Oakley was on that team as well.
Oh, yeah, Jordan got all his boys down there.
All his boys. Juan Dixon from Maryland. That's a terrible team.
Yeah, that was a terrible team.
I mean, the poor guys had to go out with Leitner, Kwame Brown. And
Doug Collins was his coach.
Oh, well, that's
Yeah, that was his coach, Doug Collins.
It's terrible. All right, let's get
He's the one who took Kwame Brown.
Yep.
He's got the one to give him $50 million here.
Absolutely. Today's broadcast brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Chickies and Pete's is hiring right now. All positions full and part-time available. ChickiesandPete's.com/careers. You can join the team right now. They're hiring full and part-time. ChickiesandPete's.com/careers. Mike, let's go back to the phones. Lennon Swedesboro had, he has 90s guy written all over him, man. I don't know if he had the Gumby haircut or what. Len, what's up? How are you?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
90s, that's my era, man. Graduated college in 91, so I'll start off with that. I think movies from the 90s, man, are classics, man. I mean, you can't beat movies from the 90s. You have Boys in the Hood.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Boomerang, Internal Affairs, and Unlawful Entry, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. Come on, man. Can't beat those movies. They're classics.
But, agreed.
Yeah. Now, Ike, thanks, Ike, for trying to break it down to Elliot about you can't draft another small receiver. You drafted your guy last year. Nobody throws out a bunch of small receivers in the NFL. You got to give quarterbacks, because the windows are so small, you got to give them targets to throw to.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I mean, come on. You already got your guy. You got Fulgham on the other side as our bigger target. You got to develop Hightower and Quizwalk.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go defense. We got to cover somebody. You know, all of our opponents in the NFC East have got guys that we need to cover. We can't just throw Slay out there and just take one side of the field, because we're going to get destroyed on the other side. So
I don't even know who our corners are on the other.
I
mean, I know we got Avante Maddox, but other than that, I don't know anybody else.
We don't have one.
Maddox, he's got to go through the slot. That's what he was projected out of college.
Mm-hmm.
Put him there. But
he's
we got to get
somewhere.
Either Horn or Surtain. And I'm fine. And it's this whole trading back. Dude, we had the number 6 pick. You didn't have to confuse it. So stop this, like the dude said earlier, with this day trading with our draft pick. No. come on, man. One more thing. All right. I'll try to be as succinct as possible. This is my issue with the Eagles, the people that are making the picks. Like, in high school, you play sports. There was that group of kids that they thought they were above sports. They were in the college prep classes.
Sure.
Sports was beneath them.
Yeah.
That's who I feel like is in the draft room for my Eagles right now. And that's what bothers me so much. They didn't want nothing to do with sports and football players or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, they're the guys making football decisions. And it just burns me up.
It has to feel that they want to prove that you don't have to be a quote-unquote football guy or to have played football to run a good football team. And unfortunately, Lynn, for those that have that same thought that you have, and I'm not saying I don't share that as well, but they have been validated by winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. That is true. We haven't been horrible. They don't have to be totally out of the room, but just they can't be the final decision makers. Let them have input.
That's a good way to put it. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, you can have input, but it doesn't have to be where you're shutting out the other guys. Well, here's the thing. Isn't – who's our other – he's our former linebacker, former DN.
Connor Barwin.
All right? Well, I said, let Connor get in there and say something.
Well, Doc tried, and then he left.
Yeah, then he said, I'm out. But I saw that Connor was going – I think he's going for his MBA at Penn.
Huh?
So I don't know. Like, I don't.
Is he in football or not, man? Well, he's going back to school.
Listen, to Len's point and to what you guys are saying, if you had a bona fide president of football operations that wasn't worried about other people that were going to say your credentials are BS,
right.
You're a pencil pusher, because that's really the problem. That's really the problem with Howie for me is that it's not that he doesn't want to collaborate. It's just he's so worried about other people.
Right.
Right. Also worried about he's trying to prove that he is a football guy and trying to prove this or trying to prove that. Just get the right freaking players, man. Like, all this other crap is what's hurting everything.
That it is, because it doesn't lead to how do you put it? It doesn't lead to everybody being on the same page when it's time to make the pick. Right. If you're just going by the reports and the stuff that's been out there, I'm not telling you everything in it is factual, but you can't help but read some of it and just put one and two together, and it's like, okay, well, this makes sense. Maybe this is what led to this. So even if everything isn't factual, it can't all be a lie, right? Like, it can't all be made up. So, and the idea that the selection, the decision-making on who is going to get picked, that clearly is an issue as to whether or not the scouting department, football coaches, versus front office analytical people are all on the same page with who to pick. That clearly isn't the case.
Now, and one thing on the small receivers, and then we'll go back to the phones. I used to work with Glenn Foley, and when he was the starter for the Jets, he had Wayne Krabet and Keyshawn Johnson. All right, and you know what he says about that? That as far as throwing the ball to what? Because everybody loved Krabet, right? Like, oh, Krabet's a great player, whatever. And he was fine, but from a quarterback's perspective, the guy that's 6'5" throwing to, or the guy that's 5'10".
Oh, it's bigger target, for sure.
Who the hell do you think the quarterback feels comfortable throwing the ball to?
Yes.
He's going to throw it up. The guy 5'10"?
Yeah.
It's just like the guys that are going to be there at 12 as far as wide receivers are, they're not a good mix for what your current team is. You can't have a bunch of 5'10 receivers on your team.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you, and I know he certainly hasn't shown to be this, but this is, to me, this is why you so supposedly drafted Jalen Reagor. Remember how we were told how versatile he is and so many different things we can do with him and the speed and the speed that he has. But this is what we were told. Like, and that's going to be the reason why you draft Jalen Waddle, not because he's going to be a 90-catch-a-season guy. That's not why you're drafting him. You're drafting him for his speed and versatility and the different ways you can use him in the slot, on the outside, reverses, jet sweeps, punt returner. Well, that's what Jalen Reagor was supposed to do. That was the reason why we took him over Justin Jefferson, supposedly. Because because of the things that we were going to be able to do in the offense with him.
Yep.
By the way, I like Rashawn Bateman, too. The Rashawn Bateman, the big receiver from Minnesota. See, some of these guys, you can get a big receiver with that second-round pick.
Yep.
Or to your point, John, take that third-round pick and move back up into the first round late and get a bigger receiver.
Yep.
Right? Like, even if you don't want to move up to get Surtain, okay, then I'll stay there and get J.C. Horn. But my guy, I'm moving up to get. But even if they don't want to do that, my only point is that you can't take that 12th pick and go get a diminutive receiver again. You can't do that.
All right, back to the phones. Vaughn in Paulsboro, New Jersey. Vaughn, go ahead. How are you?
How you doing, guys? I'm doing all right.
What's up, Vaughn?
I got to say, I love y'all show. I listen to y'all as much as I possibly can.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
It's an honor to be able to talk to you guys. But honestly, I'm a little worried. If Roseman and Laurie are putting the bugs in people's ear and the draft goes like it did last season, I really don't think we're going to get anybody worthwhile. I'm hopeful that Roseman will clean the mess up that he made last season, but I'm not too hopeful that we're going to get the right picks. But, you know, who knows until.
Yeah, until we got to see it, right? Until we see them make the pick.
Yeah, but, you know, I love my team regardless. I don't care who's playing for us. I just want to win.
Yep, just pick the right guys. That's all we want. Do you have something notable from the 90s, Vaughn?
Since the one gentleman took in Living Color from me and you took the starter jacket, I'm going to go music and say TLC.
All right, there you go. TLC was big in the 90s. I'm a TLC fan. Lisa Left Eye, Lopez, right here, Philadelphia's own.
They had some hits.
They're the Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, cool.
Yes.
Love that.
That was their first – was that their first hit?
No, I don't think it was their first hit.
No?
No. Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls? No, that wasn't even on the first album.
That was the second album.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't think of TLC's first hit. It was something to do with safe sex, I think.
Was it?
I think so. I'm just trying to remember the videos back then, and it was. I just remember Lisa Left Eye Lopez with a condom in one of her.
Oh,
that
over her eye. Yeah.
Yes.
It's okay, that's right.
Jack. It's not. It's Jack, relax. He is so nervous.
But just music in general.
Yes.
Like the type of music, and like I know it's like this for every generation. Like my parents' music was better than my music, right? And my music's going to be better than my kids' music, but it really was better.
Oh yeah, I mean, listen. Today's music is it music really? Or is it just, you know?
I don't even know.
Right? Hey, listen. I bore my kids with going old school a lot. I do a lot of old school music playing. Even like the R&B music, man. That was back with the, like we said, the boy bands, the groups,
yep.
The Jagged Edge, the New Edition, all that. I'd rather listen to that than to listen to anything that's out today.
Me too.
Yeah, I spend a lot more time on my Spotify downloading old music, man.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I do the same thing. Jack, are you into 90s music?
Yeah, I like 90s. Like, I'm a Tupac guy.
There you go.
I like TLC. But you know me, like, I'm a classic rock 70s, you know.
I saw you tweeting about Pearl Jam.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm a Pearl Jam guy. Yeah, I'm getting into Pearl Jam. I love Pearl Jam. They're great. Nirvana, they're fine. You know, yeah. Whatever. Like, yeah, it Smells Like Teen Spirit's like a really overrated song.
What's the group that Travis Barker was in? Or Travis Baker?
No, Travis Barker.
No, you had it right. Travis Barker.
Is that Blink-182?
Yep, Blink-182.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I hate Blink-182. But, like, yeah, the 90s music, like, today's music is terrible. I mean, like, I live in it. I'm not going to be that guy in my 40s, like, music when I grew up was the best because my music's terrible.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm not going to be that guy. But 90s music's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Yeah. All right, back to the phones. Dave in Washington Township, New Jersey. David, how are you?
Guys, how you doing?
Yo, what's up? How are you?
Not much. I just want to make a couple points. I'm going to get your opinions on some things.
Yeah.
First thing is, staying at 12, I don't mind doing. But if Kyle Pitts drops, like some of the mock drafts are saying, are we crazy not to jump up and grab him? Because I'm so sick of standing here, you know, year after year watching us throw away our draft picks and not getting a certified stud. Like, I want the
Eagles. Why trade out of six? Like, if you love Kyle Pitts that much, why trade out of six? I mean,
be honest with you, I don't know. I think that was stupid to move, especially like I like Ike's point from the very beginning from weeks ago when he first said, you can wait until draft day to do that. Like, why are we jumping out of six? And then all of a sudden I get, maybe we're strategically moving into place to get that extra draft pick next year in case we decide that Jalen Hurts isn't the guy and we got the extra pick to move to do something. Okay. But in the same breath, like, if we jump up, I still think we could jump up and get Pitts and maybe even package a couple more picks and move back into the first round later and get a corner.
Yep.
Or
a wide receiver.
I don't see them. It doesn't make sense. No offense to this, but it doesn't make sense to jump up front when you were at six to jump back up to, like, say, seven or eight to get Patrick Surtain when he probably is going to fall to you unless the Cowboys try and stick it up our butts.
Oh, wow.
And take him.
yeah, Jack's going to get that one out of here for sure.
He could also, I mean, I don't think it's not smart by Howie. You're still getting the first-round draft pick, and if you get the player you're looking for and you have to slide up a couple of spots to get him, like, you still get, like, you got the player and you got the additional draft capital, right? Like, if their plan was, we're not going to take Jamar Chase, we want a corner, let's see how this develops. Hey, I can jump back up to nine to get the top corner, then that would make sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not crazy to think that he would do that. I mean, but, like, Kyle Pitts slides past 6 to 7. Now you're trading up a second-round pick to get back up to 8 to get him. Like, no. Just draft him at 6 if you love him that much.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's what I would have done. And if I'm trying to – if I'm sitting here trying to predict what I how the Eagles would do this thing, I don't believe they would move back up for the corner. I would be surprised. Now, maybe they are in love with Patrick Surtain, like I am, to where they would move up there. Or maybe they're saying to themselves – we would be okay with either corner. So we're just going to sit here at 12 and see if the corner falls to us. Problem is, what if the Cowboys and the Giants both take corners?
Then you have your pants down and you're trading back.
Right.
Or you're taking a player. Like, and see, that's the problem. Like,
they
need to be prepared for that. That's how you get caught with, now what do we do? Oh, bleep, now what do we do? We thought this was going to happen.
Right. Yeah. And here's the other caveat to that equation. What if they've already decided that they are thinking like I'm thinking as it pertains to the wideouts, meaning they aren't going to take a wideout either there? Because if both corners are gone, there is a chance that Waddle or Smith or both could be there for you at 12.
Yeah, agreed.
But if they've already decided I'm not taking a wideout, now where are they going with the draft pick?
Well, I mean, like, they should have
a defensive end.
They should have a trade back partner.
Right, a trade back partner. Yep.
They should have somebody that is interested. Like, Arizona apparently is interested in one of these wide receivers.
Okay.
They ensure.
Damn, how many receivers are the Cardinals going to add to that team?
Well, they're hoping that this mate Larry Fitz gets the idea. Like, oh man, there's not enough guys. Well, I don't know.
I got you though. I hear you though. I'm just saying, but like this is how the Eagles could wind up being caught. You know, and you got to have another plan to what you just said. You got to have a backup plan. You need a trading partner. They should be working the phones also trying to figure out, okay, if this guy isn't there, then we need to find somebody that'll be willing to trade up. The only problem is you only trade up for quarterbacks. Who would somebody else be trading up to get? Right? Like, unless somebody else wants a wideout. You said it, right? You said a wideout.
Yeah, but, like, the price for trading up and getting a quarterback is different than a price trading up to get a wide receiver,
yes.
Right? Like, at that point, I don't know. It just depends how desperate they are. What could you pick up? Because if you're talking about, like, another third, I don't need another third-round draft pick.
You'd rather just go ahead and take
the
best player there.
Take the best player. But, like, listen, they got caught with their pants down with Marcus Smith, and that's why they drafted Marcus Smith, because there was a D-Ford went right before him, and they're like, oh, we thought he was going to be
Big Red, Andy.
Big Red jumped in front of him. Yep, got him. 215-592-9494. Today's show brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Chickies and Pete's is hiring all positions right now, full and part-time positions. ChickiesandPete's.com/careers. You can join the team right now at Chickies and Pete's. ChickiesandPete's.com/careers. Coming up, it's time for a top 5 at 5 with Jack Fritz. What does he have in store for us today? I can't wait. That's coming up next. Also, your calls on the draft and notable things from the 90s. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, we've all had that dream, right? Tie game, bottom of the ninth, bases loaded. Well, on FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, you get more than one shot to swing for the fences, because FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free. That's right. New users get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. And it only gets better from there. Once you have an account, you'll have access to same-game parlay insurance all season long. Now, that's up to $25 back in site credit each day if your same-game parlay bet falls one leg short. Now, this way, you can combine multiple bets for an even bigger win. Now, there's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. The app is simple to use. They got great odds on all different betting markets, unique, fun bet types like same-game parlay, and always-on promotions to let you get more action out of every game day. And when you win, FanDuel will repay you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. All the boys in pinstripes, well, red pinstripes, that is, are back on the field tonight. Philadelphia taking on St. Louis. Whew! Boy, aren't we glad to be out of New York. Philadelphia, what is it, a 3-game losing streak, Jack, I believe they're on?
Yeah,
3-game losing streak they're on. They look to end that tonight. Right now, you know, with baseball, I got to give you like the totals. I'm going with the totals. So the total in tonight's game is 8. You feeling good tonight? We got I can't say his name. We got the good Philly pitcher on the mound tonight.
Oh, yeah. Tonight's a good Phil, a good team win for our team.
Like
a
good team win? We put some runs on the board tonight?
Oh, yeah. Listen, they're back.
So I'm taking the over there tonight. Take the over?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Take the over tonight. Philadelphia, St. Louis. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Make sure you sign up with promo code Ike to get in on the action. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Ike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!